Welcome to Platts Energy Spotlight podcast for August the 25th. My name is Jamie McDewell. I'm the managing editor of Platts.com, and I'm here today with Christian Feist, who's a smart grid board member at Cisco. And Christian's going to be enlightening us as to the latest goings on in smart grid technology. Christian, the European Commission recently published a paper assessing all 27 national energy efficiency action plans. Most nations, it would seem, are failing to meet the previously set non-binding 2016 targets. Do you think having binding European targets for energy efficiency would have a beneficial impact on the development and implementation of smart grid technologies?
Clearly, as you already mentioned, failing to meet the targets is an effect of having non-binding targets. So it is very important to have binding targets to promote energy efficiency in general, which includes smart grid technologies. But binding targets always means to have either penalties in place for the ones that are not meeting the targets, or incentives in place for the ones that overachieve the target, so that those penalties could be leveraged as well later on to reinvest into energy efficiency increase, or even use those penalties that are paid by the members who are not meeting those targets as incentives for the other ones who are overachievers.
So what other measures and incentives could the European Commission propose to help the implementation of smart grid technologies?
There are different options in order to provide the right market framework that is required for smart grid technology. First of all, we need to differentiate between the regulated business of utilities and the competitive business of utilities. So the regulated business of utilities, basically meaning transmission and distribution, so grid operations, they require investment recovery mechanisms via the tariff to be ensured that they will get their money back if they invest in new technology. So that's something that the regulator needs to have in place. If we look at the competitive side of the business, so the generation business, the sales business, etc., of the utilities, today's market framework does not really promote energy efficiency. Why should utilities invest in this if it just lowers revenue and profitability? So tying incentive mechanisms like, for instance, CO2 credits to utilities that invest in energy efficiency is vital. A better than average energy efficient customer portfolio should be beneficial for utilities and not vice versa, as it is basically the case today. So if that's the case, if those mechanisms are in place, the market will definitely push for smart grid technologies.
So how would the implementation of full-scale smart grid technologies across Europe change the way energy utilities operate?
In our view, it would mean a complete change of the business model that utilities have in place today. As I said, today utilities make a lot of money by selling electricity. Tomorrow, they should make money by acting as a what we call energy service provider. That means they should help customers to improve energy efficiency, and they should offer additional energy-related services. And that means a close interaction with the customer as an active participant. So in general, it would mean a change in their business model from being a traditional supplier to the customer to becoming a true energy service provider to the customer. That's the business model side. If you look at the implications on the operations for utilities, smart grid significantly increases the opportunities to better manage the entire system in a more efficient way. Having the ability to automate processes, having the ability to adjust the demand based on the available capacity, and having access to, for instance, storage capacity with electric vehicles, this is definitely a major step change in the way an electrical system is operated today. But those opportunities mean as well an increase in complexity, and this is the smartness of the future system that is required.
Okay, so it's a pretty fundamental change we're talking about there. So moving on to the issue of price, what impact would improved energy efficiency through the installation of intelligent distribution networks have on the price of power for both domestic and industrial intensive users?
First of all, I would not only focus on price, because price is only one part of the electricity bill that a customer has to pay in the end. Clearly, if you look at the implications on the price side, then there is definitely potential to lower grid fees by automating processes, by improving the efficiency on the grid side. So this is one part of the equation. The other part is smarter consumption, and therefore better utilization of generation capacity could further reduce the wholesale price. So in total, there is definitely an impact on the price level. But on top of that, it's not only the price that influences the energy bill of a customer, it's as well the volume. So increased energy efficiency reduces consumption. So a slightly lower price combined with a lower consumption will definitely result in a lower electricity bill. According to our analysis, the effect on the electricity bill could be reduced costs of between 10 and 15% per customer. Those reduced costs result in reduced revenue for utilities. Clearly, that will be compensated by new energy-related services or new products, like, for instance, electric vehicles.
So how do you perceive the US and European incentives to help push smart grid deployment? Is there anything to be learned?
That's an interesting question, because if you look at what the US is doing, the US is promoting smart grid deployments. They are subsidizing pilot projects and deployment projects, whereas in Europe, we are promoting research work around smart grid. I call it the Nike principle that the US is acting upon. They just do it, whereas in general, Europe is still ahead of the curve. In terms of electrical infrastructure and market framework, Europe is clearly more advanced than the US. But the stimulus program will definitely let the US catch up very soon in terms of development, because there is a lot of innovation taking place in the US. So having said that, I'm convinced that we should definitely rethink in Europe about the right share of promoting research versus promoting deployments.
In terms of investment in ICT, are utilities investing enough to meet targets and demand, or is the industry changing?
That's a tough question. I mean, in general, investments in ICT always follow the market requirements. And utilities in the past did not invest a lot in ICT because it was just not required. This will definitely change with a smart grid, because we are talking about an ICT infrastructure that has more nodes in the network than the internet has today. But again, those investments will only take place if we have the right market framework in place with the right incentives in place. Because utilities are, at least in Europe, mainly privately owned companies, so they need to operate in a profitable way.
What kind of communication system does the smart grid itself need?
Given the size of the system we are talking about here, it requires a huge communication network where all elements need to be able to communicate to each other. As I said, we are talking about a communication network that has more grid nodes than the internet has today. And in addition, the fact that we are talking about the most critical infrastructure in the world, this requires highest levels of reliability and security, even higher than we have in place today on the service provider's business or in other industries. So scalability, open communication technology, highest reliability and security are the most important requirements.
And why is Cisco interested in smart grid?
If you look at the requirements that I just mentioned here for the communication system, those are exactly our core capabilities. We basically build up a big portion of the largest communication network in the world, the internet, that we have in place today. We are a world market leader in security, and we are a big promoter of open standards that are required for smart grid, because as I said, all the elements need to talk to each other. Otherwise, we have smart, isolated solutions, but not a smart grid in place. In addition, what is very important, we have the size and financial strength to support our customers on those large, long-term projects.
Christian, thanks very much for your time. Platts European Smart Grid Strategies Conference will take place between the 17th and 18th of September in Berlin. Visit events.platts.com for more information.